Sunday afternoon, hours after we'd gotten the news of the tragic passing of Jose Fernandez, I went home and listened to some of the interviews I'd done with Jose over the last 4 years. They helped tell the story of his journey. The first was a sit-down during his first big league spring training in 2013, when everyone thought the 20-year-old was headed to AA to start the year. There was a conversation in New York prior to his first big league start. There was an extended sit-down we did as part of a commercial shoot only 4 starts into his big league career when he told me about growing up in Cuba and all he endured just to get to the United States. We talked after his first big league win and again at the end of his Rookie of the Year debut season. In 2014 and 2015, we talked about Tommy John surgery and the long road back. We talked a lot. In the days ahead, we're going to share some of those conversations, and here's the first. We were sitting at a picnic table outside the Marlins clubhouse in Jupiter in the spring of 2013. With just a single full minor league season under his belt, Jose was the Marlins' number one prospect. We knew his dream of reaching the big leagues was close to coming true, but we had no idea just how close. Jose, 20 years old, your second professional spring training, first in big league camp. This is really, for you, an exciting year. I would imagine a very exciting time for you, seeing it all come together here.
Oh, it is. It is. I'm aroused from the big league guys, and it's just, you know, it's crazy to be, you know, my second full year and, you know, being around these guys, Placido Polanco and Pierre and all those guys and Giancarlo and Nolasco and all those guys. You know, it's just fun to be here, you know, watch them a lot and, you know, strike the pick. What they, you know, how they talk, what they say, and you just try to be like them.
You're around a lot of big league guys, but I imagine it's got to be a little bit easier for you because you're also around a lot of guys you know very well, guys you played with last year in Jupiter and Greensboro, guys you've got to know over your couple of years in this organization. So from that standpoint, it's got to be very exciting. A lot of guys coming up through this organization together who hopefully are going to make a big impact at the big league level together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why everybody's here for, to work hard and, you know, get to the big leagues and hopefully help the Marlins to win and, you know, have fun here, but I mean, it's just, you know, it's exciting to see those kids that we play with. You know, we just played last year together, and you'll see them here fighting for a spot or competing or whatever, you know. But that's just fun, you know. It's fun to be here, come here and work out every day, and, you know, it's just, I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Coming into your first big league spring training camp, what do you want to take out of this experience? However long you're here, and who knows, maybe you go north with this team. You never know, but what are you looking to take out of this spring?
Oh, everything, everything. I come here, and since I get out of my car, I'm just, you know, thinking and what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it and how hard I'm going to work and, you know, and how I see these guys working out every day and working hard. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that think that, you know, baseball is easy. It's coming here and just play. You know, it takes a lot of hard work and, you know, we go through a lot of hard stuff. Coming here, you know, it's just a lot of hard work and it had to be a lot of discipline too.
A couple of things that people say when talking about you, managers you've had already, teammates of yours. One of the things they talk about is your extreme confidence. You're 20 years old. You've accomplished a lot in a year plus in the minor leagues already. But you come at this game with a very, very high level of confidence. Tell me where that confidence comes from.
I mean, you know, I work hard. I give, you know, there's, I don't know if everybody does it, but when I do something, I put 110% on it. You know, I give everything that I got 100%. My body, you know, my mind, everything is in there. You know, trying to do the best, and I work hard, and I give everything that I got to be confident out there in the mound, knowing that when I get up there, you know, I did everything that I could to be the best, or to, you know, to have a good performance.
Another thing people say about you is you're a great teammate. You're a top prospect, and everybody expects you to have a great major league career, but at the same time, pitching for the Jupiter Hammerheads, you're excited to see your teammates do well. You're excited to win ball games, to almost win a championship last year. That's another thing that you don't always hear about a top prospect, what a great teammate he is.
The thing is, you know, I know how hard it is, and it's hard, you know, and this teammates is, you know, as a team, you know, you can't do it by yourself. I can't just go out there and pitch 9 innings and hit myself and cover every base. You know, it's a team sport, and you know, sometimes you're not good. It's not because you do good. Sometimes you go out there and you give up 10 runs, and the teammates get you back and they score 11, and they win the game. You know, and so it's every day. I mean, we live together. I spend 8 months of the year living with my teammates, so you know, it's good to have a good relationship with them, and it's just fun, you know, because they're most likely my age, a little bit older than me, most likely. And but I mean, it's just fun, you know. I learn a lot about for them, and they learn about, you know, a lot about the game, and it's just fun. I mean, I think the big important thing is, you know, have a good relationship with teammates, and you know, never think that you're better than anyone, because everybody's the same. You come here, and everybody's working out, everybody's doing the same thing. It's just, you know, just life is different for everybody.
Talking with the right-hander Jose Fernandez, you go 14-1 your first full pro season last year. You started at Greensboro, finished up here in Jupiter. What did you take out of that year? What kind of progress did you yourself make from the start of the year, spring training a year ago, to the end of the year?
Oh, a lot. I came into spring training not knowing, you know, what to expect. I never played a full season year. I threw 146 innings last year. And I was surprised. I was expecting to get tired by my last five star, and then I got stronger by the end of the year. I was throwing even harder, and I learned to, you know, to pitch a little bit but better. So set up hitters, to use my changeup, to use all that stuff I didn't need in high school, and you know, I'm using a lot, and you know, I'm working a lot on my command and all that stuff. But it's been amazing playing with you know, all the team playing in Greensboro. It's a great team. The coaching stuff was just amazing, and you know, and when I came in high A here, it was a little different because, you know, I was new with that team, but you know, they welcomed me with the hands up, and then it was just fun. You know, the coaching stuff was great here too. I mean, the Marlins have it, you know, very good coaching stuff. I'm just glad that they picked me in the draft.
You mentioned you felt strong at the end of last season. We were watching your start to start a year ago and noticed they were very careful with you. Five innings a start for the most part last season. Obviously what they were doing was working, as you felt like you felt strong at the end of the year. You expect to get stretched out a little bit more, get deeper into games this year?
I hope so. You know, I wanted to pitch more last year. I was feeling stronger. My stuff was the way that I wanted it to be. And but they know, you know, it's my first full year, and they know better than me. They've been around the game for a long time. And for the second half of the year, I threw only five innings because in Greensboro, I threw a lot. Every start was 7-8, 7-8, 7-8, you know. And I came here, I threw five innings. I enjoyed every bit of it. And, you know, that's the thing that you got to learn, too. I was pitching 7-8 innings the first half of the year. Second half of the year, I'm throwing five innings. And, you know, you got to – and I was throwing, you know, less pitches. And I was, you know, working more in the bullpen size and all that stuff. I mean, it was just fun. It was pretty incredible. And, yes, I do. I expect to go longer this year. I expect to throw – I don't know how many innings they got for me. But I feel like I can throw what they need me to.
Now, the plan would appear to be for you to start the year at Jacksonville in Double-A this year. The Marlins have shown historically that they're not afraid to jump somebody from Double-A to the major leagues. As you start the spring this year, do you think at all that by the end of this year you could be in the big leagues at the age of 2021?
It would be nice. I mean, everybody in that clubhouse would love that. But I don't know, you know, I'm working for it. I'm working hard and giving everything that I got. In this spring training, every day I go out there, I'm trying to give 100%. That's what I do. And, you know, hopefully they like me, and hopefully, you know, they got a plan. And I don't know. You know, I have no idea. That's their call, and they make decisions. I don't. But I don't know. I'm giving everything that I got. So,
tell me about dealing with the expectations, the number one prospect. You hear everybody talking about you and wondering about you maybe being in the big leagues this year, being a big part of this team's future moving forward. How do you handle the expectations and all the attention that you generate?
I mean, you know, that comes with, you know, with the pitching. You know, it's part of it. It's part of the, you know, talking about, you know, your performance and, you know, the question they ask you. And it's, you know, it's fine. I don't feel too comfortable speaking English the way that I would love to, like I talk in Spanish, but you know, I'm trying to do the best I can, and I don't know. A lot of people don't know I learned English when I came here 4 years ago, so I don't know.
Tell me how you learned English, because your English really is very, very good.
I came here, and I went to Tampa to went to school out there, and at my first year, I learned a little bit, and then I started learning. But, you know, my teammates down there in Tampa and Alonso, yeah, my high school, they helped me out a lot, and it was a good time.
What about the transition coming to this country 4 years ago, on the field, off the field, getting acclimated to life here? Has that been a big adjustment for you?
Yeah. Baseball in Cuba is it's a little different. You know, it's a little different. It's baseball. I mean, throw strikes, get outs, and score runs. But, you know, it's not really – people act different, you know. If you watch the games, Cuban baseball is more aggressive, kind of like, you know, like – they open their hands and they, you know, do all the stuff that you can do, they can't do here. And you know, I got to adjust to all that. And I came, and the language, and then all the stuff. And I don't know, it's just fun. You know, it's fun. It's different, and I like it. I love it here. It's just, you know, I came here to play baseball. So I'm glad that, you know, that after I've been through a lot of stuff to get to the United States, you know, I got the chance to play and pitch and, you know, do what I love.
So controlling your emotions, is that one of the things that you really have to think about and work on when you talk about making that transition?
It was hard. It was hard. When I came here, my first and my second year was in high school was crazy. Yeah, there were a lot of all over me about that because, I mean, I couldn't. And now and then, you know, sometimes, you know, but I go back and I say, all right, you know what? Let me keep doing what I'm doing. But I compete a lot, and that's a big part of me. I compete, and I gave everything that I got out there.
And no matter how much success you've had, nobody is a finished product at the age of 20 or 21 years old. What do you feel like you need to work on to take that next step to get to the next level?
I don't know. Pretty much this offseason, I work a lot on my changeup because I didn't use it in high school. And last year, for the first half of the year, I didn't use it at all. So I come in high A, and I start throwing like four or five for games. But I start 13 times here, so you know I didn't have much time. But I work it on the bullpens and stuff, and this offseason I work it on, and it's just, I mean, I pretty much love it. Pretty much love it, and I got it down pretty good, and I'm just happy to have it. And you know, my curveball's there all the time, fastball, two seam, all that's there. But that changeup is just pretty much coming along very good.
Take us through your repertoire of pitches and how you use what you use, how you decide, you know, what you want to use, what you feel good with.
You know, everything depends on the hitter. I got a good fastball. I can bring it up to 99, and I can get a good two seam, get a good location, and you know, everything is the way you set up the hitter. Depending on the hitter, for hitter, you got to set him up different than the first hitter, you know. And it's just different. It's the way that he stands in the home plate, everything. You got to watch everything, and it's just fun. It's just, and I enjoy pitching.
With all the prospects of this organization right now, you and Christian Yelich seem to be kind of intertwined coming up through the organization together, maybe both reaching the big leagues at some point this year or next year together. Tell me about Christian Yelich. What don't we know about him?
I love that guy. I mean, I didn't know him very good since I came here to high. When I came to high, you know, we started having a good relationship. We went to the Futures game together, and there we got a better relationship. And now it's right next to my logo now, too. So it's just, you know, it's just pretty fun. And he's a great guy, hard worker. He loves what he's doing, too. And, it's just fun. It's what's going to be this team about. You know, everybody in there want to play. And, I wouldn't be surprised if we win a lot of games.
There's a very good energy in that clubhouse. It starts with Mike Redmond all the way down the staff. And you talk to players, returning players, new veteran players, the Polancos and the Pierres, and the youngsters like yourself. Everybody says the same thing. A lot of energy in this clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, you can tell. You can tell everybody wants to play. Everybody's talking about, oh, I can't wait to play. I can't wait to play. You know, I want to start playing. And that's good. And then, you know, they got to be careful with that.
Well, Jose, we appreciate you taking the time. Look forward to watching you this spring and hopefully down in Miami before too long.
All right. Thanks.